during afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What's the effect among the demonstrators there?
The view is surprisingly resilient. Actually, I spoke to 136-year-old psychiatrist. She's come down. It's her first night in the park with her husband. But he's left her 9-year-old son behind. His parting message was sort of along the lines of, you know, Mum, Erdogan's not going to listen. It's going to take a long time. She said, the other end of the edge, I was chatting to a retired bank worker and writer who's actually, again, it's going to be first night here. And his comment to me was, we're going to say, and Erdogan's idiotic, and he's going to shift us.
And what are they signing up for? What are they testing stuff for?
Now, it's interesting. There was a survey day that looked at the reason for being in Gezi Park. And the overwhelming majority of people in the park now are here to protest against Erdogan and against what they've been doing the last couple of weeks. I mean, someone who's a professional tourist who said he did come here because he, you know, it was about the park, about the space. But like I've spoken to who come here early on, they said that it's changed. It's no longer just about the park and the back, because they say this is about sort of standing up for what they feel are their rights and people at the moment.
And this idea we're hearing a lot about this morning, it will be resolved by referendum. The protests I've been speaking to seem very impressive, and has not mentioned it there. Do you get the
impression? That notion seems to sit back. The Deputy Chairman of the AKP, I'm not sure how much little power of him. And there is a great deal of support for the notion of a referendum here. I mean, Erdogan's language, both in, you know, the statement that's coming out in Turkey, so essentially, you know, he told the sort of European Parliament to get lost in this. You know, as far as he's concerned, he's going to push him to resolve it, and I'm very, very kind.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Peter. We'll speak to you again later.